'Twas the day of Thanksgiving, or A Visit from the Relatives, by Christopher Kent, with apologies to Clement C. Moore. 'Twas the day of Thanksgiving, and all through the house I could smell turkey roasting. The chef was my spouse. Tiny pilgrims were placed on the table with care, in hopes that a gravy boat soon would be there. The children were playing their video games as visions of zombies and guns filled their brains. And I and my wife, in our Thanksgiving finery, had just settled down for a sip from the winery. When out front of the house there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the couch to see what was the matter. I heard honking and breaking, of that I was certain, so I ran to the window and threw back the curtain. The sun on the crest of the new-fallen leaves pissed me off. I'd just raked the lawn Thanksgiving Eve. Then what to my eyes should appear? I'll be blunt. A car full of relatives parking out front, with a middle-aged driver, not younger or thinner. I knew that it must be the gang come for dinner. The doors all flew open, and out they all came, my sis and her family. She called them by name. "Stop it, Tommy! Quiet, Sarah! Billy, stop hitting Jane! We are here to have fun! Do not whine or complain!" And with much fuss and shouting to our door, they all flew, with a fruitcake and cookies and ginger ale, too. And then in a twinkling, the doorbell it rang, and we heard lots of hubbub and fuss from the gang. As I put back the curtain and was turning around, the door opened, and in came the kids. What a sound! They were dressed in their best from their heads to their toes, though my sis had to wipe schmutz from young Tommy's nose. Then Tommy shoved Billy and he shoved him back, while Jane sneered like a meddler and he gave her flack. Billy's eyes were a twinkle, his smile how merry. He looked like the cat that just ate the canary. Sarah's hair was tied back with a fall-colored bow, and her teeth, behind braces, were as white as the snow. My brother-in-law tried his best to look cheery, though the chaos encircling him left him weary. He inquired about the game we might watch on the telly, and he laughed as he handed me cranberry jelly. He was overweight slightly from too much good living, and I laughed when I saw him despite some misgivings. But a look from my sis and a twist of her head soon gave me to know I'd best watch what I said. It wasn't long after we ate a fine feast, and we filled all our bellies, pigging out like wild beasts. Then the kids ran around, and we adults drank some more, till my sis gave a nod, and they filed out the door. They climbed into the car with much family drama. Then they pulled from the curb, Papa, Kitties, and Mama. But I heard her exclaim over laughter and shrieks, "Merry Christmas comes next. We'll be back in 4 weeks."
Ho, ho, ho.
To read the poem, visit ChristopherKent.com.